This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, as always, is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening this week in Waco Town. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight, we got a lot going on, but to get us started, it's that time of year. It's football time.
Right.
So Baylor has their opening game against Northwestern State tonight. And to go with that is also this tailgate concert series. So before every home game this season, there will be a little concert. And this one is with the Gin Blossoms. So if you're looking for that 90s nostalgia, you can get it tonight and some football in. And that's going to be at McLean Stadium. And also tonight, you know, we're in September already. And so new month plus Friday equals First Friday in downtown Waco. So stores are going to stay open a little later and offer, you know, some food specials, drink specials. And it's just a good time to stroll through downtown and have lots of fun.
Absolutely. As you're headed out to the game, take advantage of what's happening downtown. But if you don't feel like going downtown, another thing that always happens every first Friday is improv with the Brazos Theater Group.
That's
their
right.
Theater is out on Bosque Boulevard, 7524 Bosque. And their improv show is going to be starting at a brand new time this month. Doors will open at 7:30 and the show will start at 8:30. It's BYOB. The snack bar will be open, so please don't bring outside food or non-alcoholic beverages with you. Cost is $12 and $10. Starts at 8:30. Should be a lot of fun.
And also tonight, if you decide to stay in the downtown area at the Waco Hippodrome, is this comedy tour, Let the Laughter Roll, featuring cowboy Bill Martin and Chad Prather as the self-proclaimed kings of Cowtown. So they'll be bringing their brand of comedy to Waco, and that's going to be from $22 to $39, depending what kind of ticket you want. But that starts at 7 tonight at the Waco Hippodrome.
And then a few more things, a couple things, especially for the kiddos, but really for kids of all ages. One is the circus is coming to town. So the Golden Ring Circus is going to be at the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, which is located on LaSalle. That'll be $20 in advance and include one child admission for free. 7:30 performances all 4 days throughout the weekend. So it'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the Golden Ring Circus. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then also tonight, the city of Hewitt is having a movie night. They're showing Cinderella. It's free. It's going to be at Warren Park in Hewitt. And there'll be some food trucks there. So if you want to buy something from the food truck, you can bring money for that. Otherwise, admission's free. Just bring your lawn chairs or blankets or whatever you want to sit on.
Cool.
Starts at dusk, 8:30-ish.
And also starting tonight and continuing through the weekends on Saturday and Sunday, it's Labor Day weekend. So that means
West Fest.
Yeah. So it's just a time to celebrate Czech culture. And the events tonight will be the kind of a preview party of sorts and the crowning of this year's Miss West Fest. And so the activities continue on throughout the weekend. It's $8 for adults, $6 for children. And you can find out more information at westfest.com.
And then also on Saturday, another fun Central Texas Artist Collective Art Jam potluck. So what they are focusing on this time is making art to abandon. So that's kind of a fun new trend that's happening. People make little pieces of art and then leave them around for other people to find.
Cool.
So if that sounds fun to you, you can join the Central Texas Artist Collective at the West Waco Library at 1:30, and they will be working on some art to abandon. So,
and also on Saturday, we have some live music. If you want to check that out at the Hippodrome, they'll present Doc Dockery. So he'll be performing some oldies, some blues. He's a local favorite. And this is actually a free event, and it starts at 7, again, at the Waco Hippodrome.
And then Sunday, since it is the first Sunday of the month, is, of course, free Sunday at the Mayborn.
That's right.
So take advantage of that. Check out the Imaginate exhibit and enjoy all the fun stuff at the Mayborn from 1 to 5 on Sunday.
And on Monday, getting our week started, it will also be the annual Labor Day Sorghum Festival at Homestead Heritage. So if you're a fan of sweet sorghum syrup and you just always wanted to see how it gets made, this is your opportunity. But of course, there's much more to it than that. They'll have activities, some music, and a lot more to it at the Homestead Heritage. And it's a free event from 10 in the morning to 5.
Yep. And then also on Monday and continuing throughout the rest of the week, we're all sad to hear about Gene Wilder passing away.
That's right.
But to celebrate his life and to remind us what a fun person he was, Hippodrome is going to be showing Willy Wonka all week long. So if you loved Willy Wonka, this is your opportunity to see it again on the big screen at the Hippodrome. So that's happening starting Monday and all throughout the rest of the week.
On Wednesday will be the Waco Young Professionals Lunch Connection. So, you know, young professionals throughout Waco, this is an opportunity to attend this monthly meeting and kind of just get connected and a little more informed about what it means to be a young professional. So for members, this is a free event and only $10 for non-members. And that'll be at 11:45 to 1 p.m. at the Greater Waco Chamber on Wednesday.
Also, at lunchtime on Wednesday is Cinecor Waco's Recovery Luncheon 2016. Cinecor is an organization in town that helps people who are recovering from different kinds of addictions. So if you know somebody or love somebody who has struggled with addictions, you know how important it is to have that kind of support. And this is one of their fundraisers. So you can meet them for lunch at the Waco Convention Center Brazos Ballroom at 11 o'clock. And there's also going to be raffles. Ticket sponsorships are available, so you need to call Cinecor and see what the different sponsorship prices are for tables and tickets.
Very cool. And on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, we have a pretty fun event over at the West Waco Library. They've been doing this throughout the summer, and it's just really fun. It's a board game day. So if you and the kiddos have some extra time, head down to the West Waco Library, and you can play Pandemic, Snake Oil, all these fun games. Mm-hmm. And that's going to start at 7 on Thursday.
And then also Thursday, one of my favorite Baylor concerts of the year is Thursday, September 8th. It is the annual Baylor Jazz Ensemble Swing Concert. So if you like Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller and all those other classic swing groups, this is your opportunity to see the terrific Baylor Jazz Ensemble play some of those old favorites.
Yeah.
It starts at 7:30. It's in the Jones Concert Hall, which is in the McCrary Music Building. So you get to that off of University Park's, that entrance that's right across from the Mayborn Museum. Tickets are $5. And it is a lot of fun. And then also on Thursday night, we are continuing our series of discussions about making Waco a more walkable city.
Oh, cool.
So if you're interested in walking around Waco and seeing what we can do about sidewalks and making walking safer and more fun and interesting for people, that conversation is going to be at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be at the offices of Hole in the Roof Marketing, which is on Washington, the corner of 11th and Washington. So if you're interested in joining that conversation, please come. And we're going to specifically focus on one-way and two-way streets.
Oh, cool. Perfect location. Thanks as always, Ashley, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.